Hi, this is a dictation for Alexia Wilkins, A-L-E-X-I-A-W-I-L-K-I-N-S, date of birth 6-10-95, date of accident is 12-22-2021, date of service is 12-28-2021. This is a new patient visit. Patient alleges pain in her, chief complaint is pain in both shoulders and lower back as a result of an automobile accident. The history of automobile accident is as follows. On 12-22-2021, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the patient was driving a Ford Fusion car and was involved in an accident with a Ford Escape at 20 miles an hour. Her own car was at 30 miles. The accident occurred in Ann Arbor, Michigan. However, she doesn't remember the street, cross streets. The manner the accident happened is as follows. The patient was passing through the intersection and a parallel park car was pulling out and it hit the car on the passenger side and it led to T-bone accident. And the car is not totaled. The impact caused her shoulder to hit into the side doors. However, there was no head injury, neck injury. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. There was no injury to the hip or the knee, ankle, and foot. And there was no injury to the elbow and hand. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from no headaches and no symptom of TBI. There's no evidence of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or nausea, vomiting, or any incontinence of the urine bowel, no history of any vision problem or focus problem. The pains are continuous in the both shoulders and lower back. Lower back pain is 8 without any radiation to the lower extremity, and no pain in the neck is present. Except pain in the shoulder is reported. Right shoulder is 7, left shoulder is 5. She can lift the arm on the right side up to 110 degrees and on the left up to 120 to 130 degrees abduction without pain. The pains are continuous. They are described as shooting and stabbing, and they are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain modified factor of the pain is worsened by lying down and improved by coughing, according to her. There is no associated numbness, tingling, pins and needle or radiation, and no bladder bowel incontinence, but muscle weakness is reported on both upper extremities, and she has dropped plates, dinner plates. In addition, patient suffers from anxiety, depression, mood problem, and sleep problems. She can sleep up to 4 hours, and there is no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, and denies any subtle anesthesia, denies any lightheadedness, weakness. There is no problem in walking. She can stand up to 1 hour and sit for 2 to 3 hours. The ADLs are not reported affected. Only running is affected. 5. Rest of them are less than 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review is all negative. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history, unremarkable. Mother, father is alive with no medical problems. Siblings are alive and no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single. And she has one child who is 3-year-old. Employment status, patient delivers mail to the USPS and walks all day long. And currently she is unemployed due to the pain. Disability history, patient is not disabled. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney at this time. Personal history, patient does not drink, smoke, or use any recreational drugs. History of past investigation, patient has had no x-rays or MRI. History of past treatment, patient has had no therapy or any other treatment last 1 week. History of past treatment, patient did not go to any hospital after the accident and no other treatment has been afforded. The physical examination. The blood pressure is 130/80, heart rate is 16, respiratory rate is 76 and respiratory rate is 16. temperature 98.5, and height is 5'3", and the weight is 140. 26-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. The patient does not appear in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. And there is a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological and musculature examinations that are completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from template, completely normal. Spine tenderness at L5-S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. Tenderness, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 10, hyperextension is not painful. And maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, destruction test is negative, Soto-R test is negative. For a 6-spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Bregar test negative, Kemp test is negative, and Belinsky test negative. Sacroiliac joint. Examination reveals no tenderness of the sacroiliac joint. And the iliac compression, standing flexion test, distraction test, Faber test, Gonsalant test, Rendlenburg sign are all negative. The extremities examination, except for the both shoulders, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. Range of motion of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed, and gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. Group diagnosis. So diagnosis. Oh, sorry. The shoulder examination. The right shoulder has a pain level 7 with the ability to do the abduction up to 110 degrees. The left shoulder has a pain level 5 with the ability to do abduction up to 120 degrees maximum without pain. Muscle strength is 4/5 in both the upper extremity. And on palpation and inspection, the shoulder do appear normal. Minimal tenderness is noticed in the rotator cuff region and anterior part of the shoulder joint and AC joint. A special test were conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. Empty Bierken test is positive bilaterally. Near test positive bilaterally. Speed test is positive bilaterally. The anterior and posterior apprehension test is negative, and drop arm test is negative. Diagnosis, general V89.2 XXC. Upper extremity shoulder M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, F43.432D. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.2, 754.16, M54.42, S33.4, XXA. Plan of care is from template. The treatment plan for Alexia Wilkins is from the template also. Including the first paragraph, physical therapy is ordered for cervical and lumbar region and shoulder area, both shoulders, and 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and McKenzie back program. And disability is ordered for work, housework, and transportation help. Medication, non-narcotic, is prescribed to the patient. Naprosyn 500 twice a day. Elavil. Naprosyn is for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. This Elavil 50 milligram at night to relieve the GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, help in pain relief and sleeping. Help in sleep. Skelaxin 800 milligram three times a day to relieve the muscle spasm and relieve the trigger points and other areas. Narcotic pain medication, Tramadol is prescribed 50 milligram every 6 hour PRN, 90 tablets for help with the pain and improve the ADLs. Non-pharmacological medical modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being prescribed. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records are ordered, released, although none exist. Patient never went to any hospital. Investigations, we'll re-examine the patient next week, and after that, a determination will be made to order appropriate investigations. DME, patient is provided with a back brace and a tense unit to help healing. Education is just weight loss program. It's not warranted. Disability is already discussed, and the follow-up visit 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.